it? Who's better for the economy?
I don't know yet, because I don't have any details from Harris. She has been all sugar, no protein. That's it. And it's become a really big sticking point with investors. We've got to remember, we have the largest economy on Earth. Over 85% of our jobs are created by the private sector. Business investors like me and leaders have to deal with who's ever in the White House in January. So whoever ends up on the 6th of November is the new mandate. We'll have to deal with them. So we need data. We need policy. I'm getting a little critical now because I don't have any. So I need answers around taxation. For example, if you tell me that taxes are going to be 28% plus state taxes on corporations' headquarters, I'll have to worry that they move to Ireland again, because we did that to them once and that didn't work out for us very well. I really need to understand the idea of price controls. That didn't work in the 70s. It doesn't work anywhere else on Earth. And this whole idea of taxing unrealized gains, I mean, that, you got to remember, the number one export of America is the American dream. This is a 200-year-old economy that's based on supporting entrepreneurship. That destroys capital formation. Those ideas are beyond non-starters. They're crazy. And so you have to get more details on that. And I'd like her to sit down with a non-celebrity interviewer, a real reporter, that asks her questions and follow-on questions. This kumbaya stuff with, you know, pictures of kids and everything, it's great, and I get it, and I'm not criticizing her for it because it's working for her in the polls. But now we need details, and we don't have any.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and a lot of you have asked me recently, what on earth is Harris's actual economic plan? I mean, in a nutshell, boil the thing down for me, and I've tried. And to be honest, I still don't know. In fact, I'd venture to say she doesn't know. Nobody knows. She's promised some pretty big things recently, but no one knows. Not even that recent CBS interviewer knows how exactly she would even remotely get the money to fund these policies. I mean, think about it. She wants $50,000 startup deductions for small business owners. She wants $6,000 child tax credit for new parents. She wants $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. I mean, I could promise these things to all my listeners, but at some point, somebody's going to ask me, how on earth are you going to pay for all of this? For example, take a look at this clip. Watch her squirm when pressed to answer how she'll fund these initiatives.
You want to expand the child tax credit.
Yes, I do.
You want to give tax breaks to first-time home buyers.
Yes.
And people starting small businesses.
Correct.
But it is estimated by the Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget that your economic plan would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade. How are you going to pay for that?
Okay, so the other economists that have reviewed my plan versus my opponent and determined that my economic plan would strengthen America's economy, his would weaken it.
But
my plan, Bill, if you don't mind, my plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President, the question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, one of the things is I'm going to make sure that the richest among us who can afford it pay their fair share in taxes. It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations.
But
I plan on making that fair.
But we're dealing with the real world here.
But the real world includes...
How are you going to get this through Congress?
You know, when you talk quietly with a lot of folks in Congress, they know exactly what I'm talking about because their constituents know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean, it's literally unbelievable. And what's so interesting here is that these promises of a better future are all actually a powerful psychological trick that all politicians use, regardless of party. But Harris just seems to be taking this to a whole new extreme. So, for example, you might notice that the psychology of this isn't just promising that things will be good in the future, so vote for me. It's actually a bit more pernicious than that. you find this thinking what's called, what psychology scholars will call the future self. In imagining a better future, you actually find the current tough situation that you're in right now easier to deal with. And so what a lot of people are noticing is Harris is, what she's doing is she's promising a better future in a deliberate attempt at making it easier for people to ignore their current situation in our nation. It's kind of like the Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of wave of the hand, right? Go home and rethink your life, right? Hurricanes, inflation, war, immigration, forget about it. Don't think about it. Just focus on the future when we've been unburdened by what we've been. Joining me today to help think through this madness and make sense of the insanity is my good friend, Alex Alberon, expert digital entrepreneur and very, very good friend of this channel. He won't say it, so I will. Alex has actually helped out, I mean, countless of our fellow Turley Talkers to take advantage of his strategies for developing online businesses and learn to become financially free, regardless of who's in office. I couldn't recommend anyone more. Everyone listening should book a time with him and see how he can help you attain your financial dreams. It's going to be wonderful. Alex, my friend, welcome. Great to see you again.
Dr. Turley, thank you so much for having me. I swear if I ever run for president or anything, you're going to be my hype man. I'm going to be endorsed by Dr. Turley. That's going to be my tagline from day one. You speak so highly of me. I've worked with so many great kind of, I call them 9-to-5ers. Like they're stuck in the cycle. A lot of my clients are like 40, 50, 60. They're stuck in the system. They want to get out of that and make a 180 into being a patriot entrepreneur. And I work with people that are plastic surgeons and lawyers and existing businesses that want to scale and take it to the next level, even in a very, very bad economy under a bad administration like we have now. And so thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. And I know you're in Florida. We were just talking a little bit. You were able to relatively escape Milton, correct?
Yes. But we were talking about DeSantis as well, Governor DeSantis, who I've actually met, as well as, of course, President Trump quite a few times. And he's very, very excellent. His time is later. He should have probably not taken 2024 a crack at it. But, you know, hindsight's 2020. And I'm sure down the road, he'll have his opportunities.
Yeah, Vance DeSantis or DeSantis Vance, they'll have to compete for it in 2028. But I'm glad you're safe, Alex. And if Alex is having some internet issues, it's largely just because of the issues they're having just currently in cleaning up after Milton, I'm sure. Let's talk about another natural disaster here, Alex, and that's of course Kamala and her economic plan. What is your assessment of all this? You're on the front lines of this with people investing in their futures. And again, what I love about what you do is it doesn't matter who's in office. You've figured out how to be very, frankly, transcendent in financial flourishing. Well, but what do you make of all these programs that she's proposing that even CBS News is skeptical over whether she could even come close to passing these things?
Right. So businesses drive growth in this country. As a business grows, they make more money, they pay employees more, they give more bonuses, they can pay more taxes, and they're happy to if they're making a lot of money. But that side, the Kamala side, they look at businesses as evil. Oh, if you make money, if you're building wealth, you must be doing something evil, and it's anti-logical. And they just think money and all of this is going to come out of nowhere. And it's like you can build the business, you can create wealth and give back to society and give back to your church. You can do it all. But I think everything that she's talking about is the sense of entitlement that Americans, somewhat maybe the younger generation, her base, are going to have of just give me, even though I've put nothing in the system, I've made no sacrifices, I still want it all. And of course, for people who, you know, come in illegally, they want everything as well. And they've never put anything into it. But opportunity, that's what people really want. They want the opportunity to grow a business without being harpened by taxes, harpened by too much regulation. And of course, that's what President Trump is going to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It reminds me of what George Gilder, the economist, said is, you know, capitalism, true capitalism, begins with a gift. It always begins with investment. And then, of course, the profit is the measure of appreciation of that investment, whereas socialism always begins by taking. They're two fundamentally different systems. In your opinion, who's really behind this? I mean, I doubt she's the one who's coming up with all of these programs and proposals. I mean, I know Mark Cuban is very close to her, but do you have any idea of who, either personally or just kind of in terms of a movement, are the real architects of all this?
So I have member access at Mar-a-Lago, and I got to get one done for you, Dr. Turley, but this is from that night that we had. I have to hang it up back there, but I'm a member there, and I'm just saying that because I have access to a lot of multi-millionaires and a lot of billionaires. So I can tell you, since they're a member there, they're pro-Trump and they want people to have opportunity. But I feel that on the other side, there's a lot of people who have been making money for a long time. They're bored, and all they want to do is control people. I'm telling you, like, it seems simple. George Soros, many people over there, all they want to do is say, you know what? I went to Ivy League colleges, or I made all this money. I know more than you, you kind of peasant. Like, look at what Obama said last week, right? They think we're peasants, yes. And they're like, you know right. What? We know more than you, so listen to us, shut up, and we're going to tell you what to do and what to eat, and you're not going to own your home, and you're going to be happy. Right? You're going to be broke. It's like that. That's all they really want. Again, this billionaire class, because she has no idea what she's talking about. Even with her friendly interview, she has no idea what she's talking about. Nonetheless, when she goes on an actual news network, but these billionaires behind her funding her, like maybe a Mark Cuban, they are so bored in their life. All they want to do is now control everyday people. And that's, they do it through her. Right? So that's really all it's coming from. And again, you won't hear that opinion a lot, but I'm close to people that are at that level that have made more money than all of us combined over like their entire lifetime. And they get to the point where they're so bored and all they want to do is control people. So I think that's a lot of it. And they're just using her as a puppet.
It's funny you say that. I was just actually just talking to somebody else at a podcast earlier today, but there was a Polish scholar by the name of Lubaczewski who studied Marxists, and particularly Marxists involved in Politburos during the period of Eastern Europe. For 40 years, he studied them. And he concluded that the number one, the most common attribute they all shared was they were all psychopaths. that was his conclusion. That was a literal scientific conclusion, or psychological conclusion. And the key of a psychopath is, in the end, they love to manipulate and control people. So I think you're onto it. I do. I just think I think they're psychopathic. A lot of people were asking the question, how did this happen? I mean, how was this allowed to happen? It says so much about the state of our establishment that Kamala Harris is their presidential nominee. How did we get to this point?
So it's a great question. I was thinking about it recently, because if you look at her lack of credentials, what she's saying on a piece of paper, I think 20 years ago, the Democrats would have even rejected her, right? But I think times have changed, and I think Trump gave them an opportunity because we love him, and I love his brashness, and he speaks the truth. But I think they found a way to use him as just, hey, even though he's right, all they say is orange man bad. Oh, right, look at his Truth Social. Look at his Twitter. Vote for this other person, vote for Biden or vote for Clinton. So I think they used him as an opportunity to shepherd in these insane policies that, again, even Democrats 10 years ago, 15 years ago would have not agreed with, but they're using this as a vehicle to bring these and weave these weird, again, very socialist Marxist policies into play, control people, limit opportunity, tell them what they can do, what they can wear, to wear, during 2020, we all know what happened. And so I think that's what happened. I really do. It's not a theory that's commonly out there, but I think they used him as a vehicle to bring in these policies that on paper, they make no logical sense.
Right, right. All right, so then give us some hope here. What can courageous conservatives do? We're action takers here. What do we do in response to this? What are you counseling your clients on?
I started my business with less than $5,000 to my name after selling my car, which was a 2007 older car. So I had less than $5,000. I had no car. No college degree. That just shows my parents grew up on food stamps. Like, that's what that's for. It lifted up my family, and now we're in an amazing place. And that's the whole idea behind the American dream. But the key is that even with this bad administration, there's still opportunities. But at the same time, what worked 20 years ago isn't going to work today. With inflation, right, with the system, it's chewing up amazing people with great visions, and it's spitting them out 30, 40 years later. So I think people have to make the choice. Am I going to be stuck in the system, or am I going to build freedom? Because once you have your own business, whether you have an idea, or even if you have a little company, but you want to scale it, once you have a business that is bulletproof, that's solid, you have true freedom, because you can't be canceled. Like, that's why I can go on a great channel like yours. I can speak my truth. I don't have to worry about what are people going to say, and am I going to get fired, or am I going to lose clients? Because it's like, I have built a strong business with strong business foundation principles around myself and my company. And that's helped me grow. And I think for many people, if you have that freedom in your business, you'll feel more, again, just open in life. You can share your truth. You won't feel like, oh, I'm a part of the system, I'm going to get canceled. And I think that's the opportunity, especially with something that's online. You're in another state, I'm in another state, we're having this great conversation. And 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible. And so I think people have to look at, yes, most of the economy is in a very, very bad shape, but there's also opportunities online that were never there before.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. With the rise of the network society and hyperconnectivity, this, it's just redefining everything, especially in terms of how we make money and the like. We've got a link in the description below, or there's a QR code on the screen that everyone watching can scan, and it's there to book a call with you. Can you just kind of walk us through what to expect if we book a call with you? This is, I know we've had, I can't even count how many Turley Talkers have been working with you, that this is how they started, by booking a call with you. Walk us through a little bit of this, just this kind of this moment where their lives began to change.
Absolutely. So I know there's a lot of online business people, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But at the end of the day, it's very, very simple. If you have a business vision, or if you have an existing business, it doesn't matter. If you have more than enough people wanting to work with you, if you're flooded with interested clients, if you're a photographer, if you're a plastic surgeon, if you're a lawyer, if you're a coach, right? If you have a YouTube channel, if you're flooded with people that love your videos or love your marketing and they want to work with you, that's freedom. Simple. Like, that's it. So goal number one is figuring out for your business, even if it's starting at zero, how can we get to the first X amount in revenue, right? How can we just build the marketing for that business, even if it's a brand new idea? Because if you market the business well, you have people banging at your door. Hey, I want to work with you. You're a contractor, you're a plumber. I've worked with 1,100 clients in my business, and wow, there's local businesses, HVAC companies, online, you know, stores. And I've worked with all these different companies. And again, the common thing is once they have the marketing that is precise, they can go into any month knowing, hey, if I do X, Y, and Z, if I get my marketing right, I'm going to get this many leads, this many clients, this much revenue. And again, that gives them freedom to choose who they want to work with. And most businesses, they don't have that choice. They say, hey, whoever gives me a call today, even if they're not a nice person, or if I don't like them, I'm going to have to work with them. But if you have the right marketing, you're going to have revenue. You're going to have the ability to hire a team and have more freedom. So that's the basis of what I do. Any business needs solid marketing. And once you get that in place, everything else flows from there. Just like you, you have an amazing message. You've grown a great business, but it's been through marketing, right? Because if you would just be speaking in your, you know, your house and nobody's hearing you, then nobody's being impacted by your message. And so right, your YouTube channel is the marketing. You started with that. You did it for free, and then it grew and grew and grew, but you never got away from marketing your business effectively. And that's why you have the empire of Turley Talk.
The empire of Turley Talk. But it's when I'm listening to you talk, I'm reminded of a conversation I had with a colleague of mine at the classical school I was teaching at. And this is before I started. And I said, you know, the one thing that's kind of holding me back from all this is I don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel like it's just, I don't want to stick my face out there. I don't want to look like I'm, you know, cocky or full of myself or narcissistic. And And I was just giving excuse after excuse. And he finally looked at me and said, Steve, you're being so selfish right now, which is the exact opposite is what I was thinking. I thought if I was putting my face out there and marketing myself and my skills, I was actually being narcissistic and selfish. He's like, you have lives to bless. You have lives to touch, and you're hiding yourself from that. Stop doing that and get out there. And that was a paradigm shift for me. And I'm hearing you say that to a lot of people out there. You have lives to touch. You have lives to bless. Stop hiding yourself. Stop being so selfish. There are principles that you can tap into that will get you out and get you to touch more lives than you ever imagined. And that's what you're doing online literally every day.
Exactly. I have a client, Christy Van. You can look her up, Fantastic Finances. She started with me at zero. She was a welding inspector. She hated what she was doing for a living. She had this idea of being the next Dave Ramsey, right? Personal finance coaching and pay off debt and all great things, but she never did it for 14 years before meeting me. 14 years of lost potential for herself, but then also a lot of people who could have used her message. But the positive ending is that she took the leap and said, you know what? I'm scared. I have self-doubt. Instead of it letting it control me, I'm going to face and say, you know what? I'm going to dive in. Hey, she's 55 years old. She's like, I got nothing to lose. Like, right. We got to make it happen. And she just reached last week 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. She started with me at zero. Now she's at 21 million views. Next week in Orlando, she's holding a conference for well over 100 people live in person, her first conference. And that was 18 months ago. She was telling me, I don't think so, Alex. I'm too scared. I have a Tennessee accent. Nobody's going to listen to me. I'm like, trust me, people are going to love it, but you got to dive in. You have to be committed to your success. And I've helped many, many people do the same thing. So again, it is having that mindset of, yeah, like you're kind of being selfish, but more so, hey, I have a lot of people to help. They need to hear my message in whatever space that you're in. But you also have to start and say, you know what? Let me not think about it. Let me not read books about it. Let me take action, because there's so many great entrepreneurs that never did anything. They never took action, and their ideas are left in the grave. And so if you have an idea, or if you have an existing business, but you're like, I'm just not reaching my potential, there's no better time than yesterday. The next best time is today.
It's right now. Absolutely. That's perfect. Perfectly summarized. There you have it, gang. I mean, if you're ready to take command of your financial future, I mean, you know, regardless of who's in office, you got to book a call with Alex and just talk to him about how he can help you finally become free with your time and your money. So just click on that link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen. We've had countless Turley Talkers work with Alex. They love him, and you will too. Click on that link or scan that QR code. Set up your cool call with Alex right now. You won't regret it. Alex, it's awesome always to chat with you. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.